Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. It's time to get the show started. I'm going to play a couple songs, and then we're going to come in with a big splash. Or maybe not as big a splash as we want. Okay, this is KX93.5.
A little rapped all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get I'm a dude now. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my
I believe it's so. distant divine rush. And I believe it's so.
Okay, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And today, we're going to make a big splash. Well, actually, okay, so I have as my guest, Cindy Adams, and she is one of the coaches at the Mission Viejo Nadadores. How's that?
That's perfect.
All right.
Yes.
So what are the Nadadores?
We are a swim and dive team that started close to 40 years ago.
Really?
In Mission Viejo. Yes.
I didn't even know there was a Mission Viejo 40 years ago.
Well, that's part of how the Nadadores originated.
Really?
Okay. When they wanted
There's a story there.
There is a bit of a story. So I'll give you the short version, not the long version. The Irvine Company wanted to do the first planned community.
Mm.
And they thought, if we build, they will come.
Right.
And yes, they did, and they did come. So they built the Nadador pool, and Greg Louganis was the first Olympian that came out of there.
The first Olympian
came
out of there.
Yes.
That is in plural.
Yes. There was Greg Louganis, Wendy Weiland, and Michelle Mitchell. So they had three Olympians in the early days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and he won four golds and one silver.
Right, yes, he was quite dominant.
Yes, indeed. And he still, to this day, is so supportive of us. So we're
really
so grateful, yes.
Okay, so he hasn't, risen to the top and
He has risen to the top, but he still keeps coming back.
And he still climbs up the thing and goes.
In fact, I will tell you, yes, they tore our tower down.
Probably 18 months ago.
Slow down.
I'm moving too fast
in the story.
Yeah, I think you skipped the short part of the story of the Nadadores.
Well,
we got sidetracked.
Yes, sidetracked. That's what I do.
Well, I do that, so you better, you know, be on your P's and Q's and
Perfect.
Watch me.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we're talking about the story of the Nottadors. The Irvine Company builds a community, and people start coming.
Yes.
And they don't have anything to do.
That's correct. And so they bring their young children to the pool, and they swim, and they dive, and they create Olympians. So it was a big part of what created Mission Viejo.
Really?
40 years ago, yes.
Okay. And
yes.
So they had something in mind of a planned community needs to plan a pool and recreational activities.
Yes.
And I guess they wanted an Olympic-sized pool or something like that?
Yes. Well, back then, because we have a 10-meter platform, so that's 33 feet up.
Ooh.
And that...
Wait. I'm getting a little nervous.
Yes.
A little queasy just thinking about that.
If you walk up, there was a ladder straight up. The 33 feet that you had to climb to
right.
get up there.
That's when you really...
Yes.
That'll put hair on your chest.
Then you get queasy, Ernest. Yes. So it's the only one in the Orange County area. The
okay.
only 10-meter platform in the Orange County area.
Okay, so they started the Nottadors as a swim club or...
Yes, yes.
And then they decided to get a diving board.
Indeed, yes.
And so they got a 10-meter.
They went high, yes.
And they said, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not just the little springboard. Mm-hmm. Let's,
they
have
put
that
those
too.
In as well. But
okay.
yes, that 10-meter was a huge draw.
And so this isn't related to a school or anything like that. It's just a community team.
That's correct. The Irvine Company turned it over to the city.
Okay.
So now the city of Mission Viejo.
Oh, so they really were in the diving business for a little while.
They were, yes. They were promoting this team. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So along comes people like Greg Louganis and some of the
Michelle Mitchell. Brian Goodell. He's an Olympian on the swim side. I'm not sure how many medals he won, but Brian Goodell was a
Okay,
big...
so there's a storied history. And so now this continues 40 years on.
Yes.
And so what's going on there now?
So the facility was breaking down.
Okay. So after 40 years,
40 years,
even a diving board.
Yes. Well, in fact, the tower wasn't constructed on site. They brought it over from a country club.
Oh.
So it was brought over, put up, and the divers would comment on, as you ran down the tower, it shook. So if you went to another platform facility that actually didn't shake, you
right.
were so much farther ahead than everybody else because you were used to doing it on a
right.
shaky service, right?
Time this.
Exactly. So it was starting to shake, break down, and the city had been planning on redoing it for quite a few years. And
okay.
18 months ago, they pulled the plug and tore the tower down.
Okay. So there's no diving right now?
Well, it's all over the city, so we're displaced everywhere. So we're at Saddleback College, we're at Willett Aquatics in Irvine.
Oh, how sad.
Yes, sad, but 4 months, and we're having our grand opening.
Okay, so now...
I'm moving ahead again, aren't I, Ernest?
Yes, yes.
Slow down.
It's a little disjointed.
Okay, we don't want disjointed.
We want like a narrative that, you know, starts here and then kind of arcs its way.
Got it. Okay.
All right, so... How did you get involved? Why don't we go there? Maybe that's a linear story.
Who knows? Well, we'll go back to when I was a young child. there's a little truth to that.
On the doorstep type of child?
Something like that. You know, I grew up on the beaches of California.
Okay.
Just being pummeled by the waves.
I just keep thinking of you as an East Coast, like, you know.
Far East. No, just Mission Viejo. It's as far east as I was. But my husband and I raised three daughters.
Okay.
And the importance of them being strong swimmers was something that we valued.
Wait, you were a little kid.
Well, I was
ago.
A little kid pummeled by the waves.
Yes.
Drowning. Daily, feeling like I was. And just how will I get to the top of that water? And I just remember that feeling. So.
That kind of stuck with you.
Yeah, it stuck with me
like,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many a times wondering, was I going to pop back up to the top? So when our daughters became five, we put them on the swim team at the Nottadors.
Oh, okay.
Thinking, you know, they,
I don't want them to ever have
exactly,
that feeling.
Yes. And at the they swim, as a five-year-old, they would swim like 10 laps. And I thought, well, if they can swim 10 laps, they can probably get to the top of that water in the beach. So
okay. That
was the whole process of why I ever stepped a foot on the Nottador deck. And Well, I would sit there and watch, and I thought, well, I don't want to just sit here. And I was a diver in college, so I walked over to the dive site. Yes, I dove at UCLA. So I had that in my background.
Okay,
and all I thought, maybe I'll just walk over and see if they need a little help coaching.
Okay.
And that was 17 years ago.
Oh, that's how that happens.
That's how that happens. And my daughter.
They should have, like, you know, guardrails or that yellow tape. Stay back.
Do not pass
that will
this.
Change your life.
Yeah, 100%. 360 degrees.
All right, so you go over and you broach the subject, and they're like, here you go.
Yes.
Here's your megaphone.
Just threw me right in, which was good. It was great. And I started with the very beginning lessons divers,
mm-hmm.
and I am still with those very beginning lessons divers today because I love when they first come in.
And they're terrified and like, go up to the top.
Well, we don't send them to the top the first day. Trust me. No, they're so excited. And especially because they've taken so many of the diving boards out of the schools and the facilities. So there aren't many left. So when they come to us, a lot of them, it's their very first time on a diving board. Whereas when I grew up,
everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were summertime, backyards.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, but they've disappeared. They're dinosaurs, I guess. And so, no, when they come in and they see it and they're so excited. And I coach the higher levels as well, but my passion is that first group coming in. I love them. They come in as young as 4.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so people get them started right away, and I guess there's, you know, water people, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I think they watch the Olympics,
okay.
and the little kids watch the Olympics, and I want to do that. You know, well, 4-year-old. The parents are like, no.
Right, yeah.
That's not going to happen. And then a year later. And then eventually they make their way in.
Okay.
And here I am.
And so you what's the first thing you teach them? I mean, you know, how do you get someone started learning to dive?
So, well, first I make sure they can swim because
I have had
parents drop off their children.
And then they just jump right in and they just go right to the bottom.
And then I have to retrieve. So the first thing is I make sure that they can swim. And they don't have to swim well.
Right.
They need to get to the side of the pool. Right,
yeah, be able to reach
up.
Just reach up and grab,
yes. Yeah. So the first thing we teach is how to jump off the board and not make your hand slap the water.
Oh.
Because normally people want to put their hands out to brace themselves.
Okay.
And that smacks your arms.
And that will if you let them keep doing that, they'll probably stop.
So the key is it's got to feel good and smooth as they go through the water. So we teach them to jump. That's jump off forwards, jump off backwards, add different positions to it, grabbing their knees. And then we teach them to go in on their head. And again, if you do that wrong, it doesn't feel good on your head.
When we come back, we're going to learn the secret to going in on your head. So this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Today, my guest is Cindy Adams, and she is a dive coach at the Mission Viejo Nadadores swim and dive team.
Correct.
All right. So we'll be right back.
Time is running wild. A million dead end streets. Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. Then I turned myself to face me, but I never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Size but never leave the stream of warm impermanence. And so the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same, just the same, quite the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds, they're immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through. Changes.
We'll be right back.
again.
Hey, that's my line.
Oh, sorry.
This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, soon to be replaced by the guest who can run her own show.
No, Ernest, I need you.
Like the flowers need the rain?
Indeed, yes.
All right. So, like I said, KX93.5, you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. Today, my guest is Cindy Adams, and she is a dive coach for the Mission Viejo Matadors. I was a CSUN person, so we were the Matadors.
Ah.
And so it always wants to come out. Go, CSUN. Anyway, you're coaching. The Matadors are a swim and dive team in Mission Viejo, and they compete?
Yes, internationally.
And so when we left off, we were talking about, you know, you coach the young ones when they first come in, and also the competitive ones as well. But the first thing you teach them is how to jump off the board.
Yes.
All right.
Where it feels good.
And then you slowly get to how to go in head first.
Correct.
So let's pick it up from there.
Well, and actually we have we use a slide that we put on the diving board. So
really?
We slide them off the diving board onto their hands, so their hands will hit the water. And it makes it fun. So even if they're a little nervous, they want to be on that slide, and they go and do it. And it as long as it feels good, they keep going.
Okay.
If it doesn't, then...
If you get the needles in your arms.
Exactly. You've done that before, Ernest.
Yeah. That's why I'm not, you know, in the pantheon of Olympic divers. Yes.
So and then we just take them from there. We start adding jumps to it. We take them up to 10 feet. We take them up to 21 feet, and up they go. And eventually it doesn't feel any different.
Special.
It's just what they do.
Yeah, I've got to be. You need to be up here so you can do more things.
Yes. Okay. Hey, you could coach, Ernest. That's a good, I'm going to use that one.
Do that.
There you go. And then when you're getting them to come out, you say hup.
Hump?
Hup. Hup.
Hup.
Hup.
Given that you know that they can already swim
yes.
and can reach the side yes. and pull themselves up. All right.
Correct.
Got it. So I think, well, let's dive into a little diving. And let's try to make a big splash with this next part.
Okay. I will do that.
So from my standpoint, at least my awareness, diving became a thing. Well, before, when I'd look at it, it was just the tricks that you did above the water. Mm-hmm. And then lately, there's the how big the splash is. Or is that always
been
a thing?
That's always been. If you go back and you look at Greg's dives, which there's so much video of, he was
doing that little...
Absolutely.
Where the water
it's called
folds,
ripping.
Where the water folds back
yes.
in over you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You as if you weren't even there.
Right. You make out the hole, and your body goes through, and the water comes back in, and it makes a rip sound on the water. That's always been. I think that they might be getting a little bit better, but it's always been.
Okay. So it's more a video thing.
Yes.
And,
the clarity,
and being able
yes.
to see it mm-hmm. and the slow motion and all the replay stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then you were probably doing that in college.
Well, I don't know. I can guarantee you I was not ripping like Greg Louganis, but I, yeah. I mean,
were you ripped like Greg Louganis?
Ripping the water, Ernest. Ripping the water. You know, I would guarantee I didn't do anything close to Greg Louganis, but I did. It was a great experience. And you know, for our divers, many of them go off to college diving, so it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I think the reason that we're really talking about this is because you guys are now going to get... You had a 10-meter platform.
Yes.
And it was rickety
yes.
and wobbly.
Yes.
And really added, you know, some adventure points.
Yes. No, the judges unfortunately didn't give them any extra points, but if they knew how shaky that tower was... They should have started at a 12. So, but, yes. So we are getting a brand new facility.
And so, what does that mean for the team? How does that impact your ability to develop athletes, develop divers. It's special, right? It's good, right?
Yes.
It's a good thing.
There's a few different items, new items they're putting in the pool, which is exciting. So when a diver's learning a new dive, mm-hmm. we put a harness on them over the water.
Oh, so
really? you can put them in a harness and teach them the dive with the harness on.
The acrobatic part,
yes. There's a brand new bubbler system. So have you seen that where they go in and
Tells them where the spot?
That's the little bubble system. The big bubble system is when they're learning a new dive, we put a massive amount of bubbles in the water. And then if they go in and they don't land quite right, it softens the water because it breaks the tension of the water.
Oh, okay.
We have the brand new bubble system.
So then it's not that hard hit and the
Where they're breaking the tension of the water, right? Their body. We want the air compressor to do it. So we have that. The towers will just be so much more sturdy.
And they'll have steps, not a ladder.
Oh, yes. That's the most exciting part, to be honest, for me.
A little elevator.
Yeah. We don't need an elevator because we need to be in shape, but there's no more ladder, so we go upstairs.
Okay.
It's the best. Because I would have to go up behind the little kids up the ladder
just
to make sure they didn't slip.
Right.
Now I can send them up the stairs and they should be good. So. the other thing is they built the tower wide enough that we can host international synchro diving.
Oh, so two divers at once.
Yes. And we're the only one in, USC, I believe, has the same width. But there's not many of them around. So they made sure that we could host an international synchro meet.
Okay. And so how does the season work? Do you guys go all over and compete? Do they come to you? Is it like?
So we do generally local meets. October to April, and then starts the competitive season where they're trying to qualify to nationals.
Okay.
So they go through a process of a regional competition, a zone competition, and then in August is the national championship where the top 30 divers from the United States are competing for that top spot.
All right. And then that decides maybe, depending on what year it is, who might go to the Olympics.
You've done your research. Not who's going to the Olympics, but who will go to the junior
qualifying
world or the next step.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big deal to get in that top.
And so when we were in the first segment, we talked about you guys have had some successful divers like Greg Louganis.
Yes.
And such. Are we still developing competitive athletes out of that platform?
Yes, we are.
Springing off of that platform.
Yes. quite a few of them have gone off to college at this point. So we had Mark Anderson, who Olympic trials.
Okay.
Right. Let's see. Cammie Hidalgo. She's at Georgia Tech now, Olympic trials.
Okay.
So there's two spots to make it, there's two spots that go on to the Olympics. So it's anybody's game when it comes to that. But the fact that we're sending kids on to Olympic trials, that's kind of where we've gotten.
That's your focus.
Yeah, we get them there, and then from there,
there's a lot of things going on, right?
Yes. So we've had quite a few Olympic trial athletes in the past, I'd say past 10 years.
So, okay, and so as a coach, how do you measure your success? What's success to you? Is it your athletes all winning? Is it improvement? What makes you leap out of bed with a song in your heart?
I think it's when they overcome the challenge of diving. Because one day, their dives can be going great.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, the board doesn't feel right. Their dive is short. They're making a big splash. and they're like, what's going on? And
look at that splash.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
That
three.
Is not good. And so I think it's that they can come back and push through kind of almost where it feels like failure the previous day. And then they come back. And it's just so incremental. Like sometimes you don't see any change for a while.
Right.
I can go 3 months and I don't see a change on that front jump straight, And then all of a sudden the arms stay up. And so it's trying to break through the athlete's ability to make those changes. Because when you're in the air flying, you don't want to make changes. You're like, this is safe. This feels okay.
Right.
Why would I change it?
Right.
But you change it to make it better.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can it can also go the opposite
Indeed.
Way.
Right? Yes. And they're quite aware of that. So there's that. And then the other thing that is really exciting about diving is we've had, in the past 17 years since I've been there, a lot of special needs kids come in.
Really?
Yes. We've had a boy who was without sight, or it was very limited.
All right. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's get into that.
Okay.
We're going to make a big splash with special needs.
Okay. Don't earn it.
Yay, Cindy. Okay. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. And today, I don't know. We have a towering show with all right, Cindy Adams from Mission Viejo Natadores and Ernest Hackman here on The Importance of Being Show. This is KX93.5. We'll be right back.
You gonna count me in?
I am. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Water.
is this my life? Don't you cry now, don't go drowning in your tears. Haven't you learned anything after all these years? All God's little children are beautiful and pure. You're as good as all of them. Of this you can be sure. And we are just the same underneath the shadows of the sun. And we are just the same, no more, no less than anyone. And all the people of this lonely world have a piece of pain inside. So don't go thinking you're the only one who ever broke right down and cried. That's when the souls. This is for the hopeless losers, and this is for the helpless fools, the burnout and the useless, and the lonely and the weak, and the lost and the degraded.
We're back. This is KX93.5, and you're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, and I am elated. I want to think of, you know, diving terms and tower terms, but I just can't find one. I'm at my highest height with my guest, Cindy Adams, from Mission Viejo, Natadores, and...
I waited my turn that time.
I know.
I was so proud of
myself.
Usually,
like, you just like
jump right in.
Bang.
Yeah.
We're back.
I was patient.
I've taken over.
No, Nope, I learn. I'm a learner.
You're a learner. Okay. So we've been talking about the mission, the Nadadors swim and dive team, and learning how to dive, and, you know, the different stages of diver development, if you will. We've talked about the storied past of the Nadadors and some of the famous people who have, or Olympians who have emerged from that program, which is saying something.
Yes.
Because that's the top.
Getting to the top is...
Climbing the ladder
to the top. It's quite a climb.
Okay. And so you've talked about a little bit about your life as a coach and you know, starting out with the little ones and, you know, coaching them until they get to a competitive age and then some, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So when we left off, you were talking about, you know, you guys are getting a new tower, but there's more to diving than just the boards, right?
Yes.
There's more... types. I think we talked about the bubbler to make it easier, mm-hmm. and all of that.
All the bells and whistles that we're getting, yes.
Yes. So is it just a thing for the elite?
No, absolutely not. So
for the rich and famous?
Not just
only?
For the rich and famous, no. What we started to talk about was I started doing this 17 years ago, and I would get a phone call, and a parent would say, well, my son is legally blind, but he wants to try diving. Well, and I thought, well, why not?
And you say, no.
No, I never say no.
No, that's not for you.
I never say no. We can always make it happen. And that's kind of my philosophy.
Perhaps jigsaw puzzles are the thing for your son.
No, I feel like diving is that one thing. Most people don't do diving.
Right. So yes.
Most people don't. The percentage is very small. I don't know the percentage, but so if a child has a desire to do it.
More people start out, but it kind of, it's like natural selection.
That's true, yes. That one feeling of pain and they're done.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, no.
But and then I've also had parents bring their children in who are on the autistic spectrum.
Okay. Yeah.
But they don't necessarily say that to me, which is absolutely fine. So they come in, and I notice that their focus might be different.
Okay.
And in the beginning, I had no awareness of this.
Yeah.
And I would just work with it. And we have one girl who came in at 7, and she's now 14.
Okay.
And she qualifies to the zone championships. She's doing front 2.5s on the 3-meter, inward doubles, twisting dives. And when she gets up there, the focus you see is remarkable.
Okay.
And you don't see that in her daily...
And so everything melts away, and for her,
yep.
That this is it.
This is it.
This is us, yo.
Yes, she knows, I need to get my focus on this, or it's not going to go, you know, the dive's not going to go well.
Yeah.
And so, I've seen that, where kids will come in, and they're anywhere on the spectrum, and all we have to do is help them to learn that focus, and then they run with it, and it trickles over into their life. And because I've spoken with her mom quite a bit, I would say accomplishment wise in diving for me is being able to help the special needs child that wants to try this, and then have it be a success. So so in that, do you have any other questions, Ernest? Otherwise, I'm moving on. Well, when we do the reconstruction,
apparently I've been demoted. I'm show co-host, maybe assistant host.
Well, I want to speak to the development of the new
facility. Takes charge of things.
Yes,
well,
if
she only
so
had that megaphone,
she
would do this.
That is true. The children do follow my directions, and maybe
they
I'm used to that.
They can hear you underwater, even when they're sleeping.
They don't come above the water, so they don't have to hear it. So when we do get back into the pool, that we're going to have two trampolines, and they were going to put them above ground. And we talked about it and said, you know, when we do have our special needs kids, we need them in ground. We need where they can bounce.
Right, so there's no bouncing
off
into the...
Exactly. Well, that's been my biggest concern. Because so the one child that I was speaking of would come in, and she'd immediately go to the tramp and just start bouncing. We'd have to say, really? Off the tramp.
Right.
But in this new facility, they'll be able to bounce, and it just releases energy
for
them.
So let's go back a little
there
bit.
There I go again, Ernest.
No, no, no. You're okay. Fine. You're okay. Fine. I'm trying to keep up.
Okay.
What does a trampoline do for a diver? How does that? Is it just like after you do all your hard work, you can go have some fun on the trampoline?
No. So you can. There's a couple things. One, it builds strength.
You're supposed to make me look good and say, "Oh, that's a great question."
Oh, Ernest, like I can't believe that you're asking that question. That is an amazing question. So let me tell you a little bit about it, Ernest. It makes them stronger for one thing.
Okay.
So jumping on the tramp makes them stronger, but also as they hit the tramp, they're the kind of all the muscles fire,
mm-hmm.
and so it helps with their balance.
Oh,
so
okay.
They'll come on and literally they look like baby giraffes as they're kind of back and forth. And again, that's why I want these tramps in ground. And then over time, the balance comes from all the muscles firing. And then they start simulating their flipping actions, which they're going to do over the water.
Okay.
Whether they'll do it, we'll spot them at first, or we'll have them in a harness. And it just helps them to make the progression to do the trick in the water.
So you don't send them up on the 10-meter platform and say, okay, now I want you to try, a double back twisting thing. No, don't worry. Just go, because if you think about it, then you'll want to come back down.
If we did that, we should be fired. No, we absolutely.
Oh, so then you're saying that I don't have a future.
You do not. That's how you're going to coach Ernest. We will not hire you. You will not be hired. No, it's very developmental. So by the time they've gotten up there, they've done it.
Some people make it, and some people don't.
That would be your coaching, Ernest. And you just don't have a job. No future as a diving coach, Ernest.
All right. So all kidding aside, or at least we'll put the kidding down for now.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to that serious part of diving.
Yes. Yes. So the trampolines are a big part of their development and helping them, I guess, develop some body awareness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So, and the special needs kids love that part just as
well. And as it was explained to me, with on the spectrum, there is energy just all throughout their body, and it releases on the tramp. That the one of the moms explained that to me. Her daughter loves to bounce because that energy is in and it just comes out as she's bouncing.
Let it go
in a direction. Feels so good. Yes. Because she'll just bounce and bounce and I'll, call her name. And sometimes she's just
like,
in
what?
Her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nope, I'm bouncing. And so the thought that we can maybe expand on our special needs programming during the day.
Okay.
And this will be a big part of it. And again, we never, with each child, it's a little bit different, but I believe that anybody that wants to try diving should be able to try. We've had a 104-year-old woman diving before.
Oh.
104.
We are rolling over time.
Oh, no. Flipping over time?
We have only a few moments left.
Okay. Let me get.
No. What? You guys have any things coming up? Events, meets, anybody who wants to get involved in this
yes.
type of thing?
Well, our website is www.mvndive.com, like Mission Viejo Natador Dive.com. So you can see all of what's going on with the Natadors there. But the exciting thing is on April 7th, we are doing our grand opening, and Greg Louganis, as of now, with our schedule, he's a very busy person, but we're talking, and it looks like he will come and do the first dive of the opening of the tower. So he did the last dive, and he's coming back to do the first dive on April 7th. So that information will be on our website. So we would love people to come out and see the new facility. We'll have lots of activities. And then in addition, putting this tower up, the city did a lot of it, but the Mission Viejo Natadors were funding a tremendous amount of the tower and those in-ground trampolines. So we have a crowdfunding site at, you can text DIVE to 71777. If you'd like to donate just even a few dollars, that we can start this process of paying back the city for our tower and our in-ground trampolines. So thank you for listening to Diving with Ernest and Cindy today. This has been fun.
We'll be back next week.
And every week after.
And soon, Cindy will push me off the mic altogether. Okay, this is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show. My guest this morning has been the lovely Cindy Adams from Mission Viejo Nadadores, a swim and dive team. And they have a new 10-meter platform. And hopefully, Greg Louganis will jump off of it again.
Indeed. That is the plan, Ernest.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming. It's been quite a pleasure.
Thank you, Ernest. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, stay tuned to KX93.5. I'm sure we have all kinds of fun programming this morning.
KXRN LP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.